I feel like all of us have experienced jealousy at some point in our life. Whether it lasts a moment, a week, or months, it's probably come up at some point in time. But if you felt this feeling too much, the fact of the matter is you're not going to experience the joy of living as God made you to be, because you're going to keep focusing on, you know, why you don't have this person's body or why you don't have their life. And living in that jealousy really takes you away from the present moment. Now, I've experienced jealousy a lot in my life, but a particular time in my life stands out to me. So there was a point in my life where I was part of a group. And you know that group dynamic where there's kind of like the main character in the group, you know, the person everyone looks up to, maybe like the leader, maybe they're not even like a strong leader figure, but the things they do or the way they look just kind of attracts some people, and this makes them a bit more favored than anyone else. I'm not saying this is in every group saying, and I'm not saying it's always toxic. There might be instances, you know, if that leader is a good leader and includes other people, then I think that that's good. But I was a part of a group where I would consider the group dynamic to be maybe toxic, maybe just for me because I was the outcast. And even other friend groups I've been a part of in my life a few years ago, I was always the outcast. You know, like the person who gets left behind to tie her shoes, the one who gets left at lunch when, you know, you're not done eating yet, the one where you walk on the grass and because there isn't enough room on the sidewalk. And you know when, like, you have you ever had this where you're telling a story to someone, like a group of people, and then, you know, halfway through the story, people aren't really listening. So then you try to speed up and, like, tell the story, but, you know, no one's listening still. And maybe there's, like, one person still listening to you. And then you're just thinking in your head, like, oh my gosh, like, this story was so funny. It could have been so funny, but now I have to say it really fast, and people are interrupting me, and I might as well just not even speak anymore, you know? Okay, well, that was me for, like, a big part of my life. But so I was kind of like that. I guess maybe the outcast. That's how I would describe it, at least. This made me feel very insecure about myself, though, because I felt like people didn't like me. And this made me more jealous, because I was jealous of everyone who I perceived was liked more than me. But this jealousy kind of created a resentment of myself and of others inside my heart, which is really never a good thing. And if you're thinking maybe like, you know, jealousy isn't a bad thing, you know, and that it's like fine to want to look like someone else and to copy someone, you know, solely for the purpose of having their life, this episode might change your mind. I hope it will, because while jealousy is a normal feeling, it should not be something that you live in. I remember one point I went out to dinner with my friends, and I was sitting on the chair, in the chair, and they were sitting in the booth, and it felt like I was not even there. Like, they were just talking to each other, showing each other their phones, and I was just pretending like I understood. And this just continued to breed that jealousy and hatred in myself, because I wasn't like them, you know? And sometimes it was about their looks. Sometimes it was just about how people treated them and how I wanted to be treated like that. And so there's different types of jealousy, I've realized. So I kind of want to, you know, talk through some ways that I've overcame jealousy in my past and now. Because now I don't live in jealousy anymore. Because I realize that jealousy comes from an insecurity within yourself. Whether it's a doubt of your own abilities, or hatred or dislike about something about yourself. It's just a lack of confidence. Because of this, you're gonna look at others with the perceived idea that they're better than you, or they have more in life, or they're more successful. And this just continues to breed that jealousy. So the foundation in living in chronic jealousy was that I was not confident enough in my own life. And that's what it comes down to. I mean, I've always said that confidence is really the foundation of your life. If you do not have confidence, that is going to shatter everything. You're not going to take risks. You're not going to make the friends you wanted to make because it would be too insecure. You're not going to start the business you wanted to start. You know, all these things come down to confidence. And what's the foundation of confidence? Well, I found that God is. So everything changed when I started building a relationship with Jesus. That's when everything changed. Nothing changed when I fed into that jealousy by copying the other girls and really anyone who I was jealous of. Nothing changed when I tried to be like them. Because by growing a relationship with God, I grew the confidence that was everlasting because I know who made me. I know that God created me for a reason. And I know that my life is kind of going exactly how it should be. So even the down moments, I know there's, you know, obstacles that we go through in life where we're like, why is this happening to me? And then later in life, you'll be like, oh, that's why this happened, because God had something better waiting for me. You know, things like that. And building a foundation or a relationship with God, that's what really made me confident in myself and my life. And by becoming a believer of Jesus, I don't mean going to church once in a while, picking up your Bible, maybe like once a month. I mean really studying the Bible pretty much daily, praying to God daily, surrounding yourself with like-minded believers, and really letting God guide your life. By doing these things and growing that foundation, the immense jealousy I once lived in really just went away. And thankfully, God was able to come in my heart by working through a friend, but that's another story in another podcast about how God found me. So if you want to check that out, go listen after. But what I was saying, this foundation of this relationship with God was enough to take me out of the jealousy. Because once I started diving into the Bible, I realized how jealousy should not be a part of my life. And there's so many scripture advising, you know, not to breed jealousy in your heart because of how it, you know, rots and kills and just hurts your life. If you have heard me talk about confidence before, you know that I don't think confidence is an external thing. You don't get it from money, looks, material things. Yeah, there's things that can give you an immediate boost of confidence or happiness, like getting your hair done, doing your makeup, receiving compliments from someone. But true, everlasting confidence really comes from God. And this comes internally. It comes from accepting Jesus into your heart and having the Holy Spirit in you and understanding who he is, why God made you. This is what your confidence should come from. And there are things that can enhance your confidence, like creating healthy habits, keeping promises to yourself, like working out when you said you would or waking up early when you said you would. But I like to call these add-ons. They're contributing to your confidence. You know, it's not the end of the world if, you know, you're having an emotional day and you can't wake up early or you can't make it to the gym one day, you know, out of the entire month, right? Because ultimately you have Jesus to reside your confidence in. You know, when I took a break from working out due to injuries, and if my confidence was solely in that, I would be so insecure during that time, but I was able to, you know, I had Jesus, so my confidence wasn't shattered. But back to the whole jealousy thing. When we feel this feeling, we're feeling insecure in ourselves because we think someone else has a more desirable life or body, and maybe we want to be them, or maybe not. Maybe we just want to have people treat us the way that they are treated. Whatever it is, though, it comes from a lack of security in your own life. And now, like I said, I used to live in jealousy, but when I found Jesus, everything changed. But God didn't say he would make your life easy, okay? You know, believing in God doesn't make your life easy. But he did say he'll be with you during the challenges, he'll be with you during the struggles. So obviously, this emotion still comes up for me. I'm not at the point where it's fully gone, and I don't know if that's ever fully possible. Maybe it is, I'm not sure, but recently I've been feeling this feeling more and more, and it kind of bothered me. So I was in a group setting, and normally I'm really confident in myself, but this particular time, it started, I'd say a few months ago, I started to feel kind of jealous. This one friend I have, she's very nice, okay? Very nice, very sweet. But she was kind of taking control of the conversation a lot. She was interrupting me and others, but I think it's just because she was really passionate about the topic she was sharing. And, you know, that's fine. I know that maybe I've probably interrupted people at some point. We've all made mistakes when speaking. But this made me feel jealous because everyone was listening to her in a way they, like, didn't listen to me. And you could tell they were interested. You could tell they cared about the topic because she was very passionate about it. But then I started to have thoughts like, oh, maybe they don't like me anymore. And maybe no one wants to hear me talk, you know? And when I say this out loud, it sounds really silly because my brain took that this far. But in the moment, I think that kind of just happens. Like, your brain will just kind of go down a spiral when you come up to jealousy. You know, maybe you see someone online and you see their beautiful house and you're like, oh my gosh, like, I wish I was them. You know, I wish I lived in the house. But maybe you don't realize that, I don't know, that was a rental house or they're going to get evicted soon. You know, or maybe it's not even their house, maybe it's a friend's house. You know, you never know. So this is why you can't assume things. But back to the thing that brought up jealousy for me. So yeah, sometimes your brain just kind of goes on a spiral, like I just did with that story. But anyways, with jealousy, you really have to be aware of what you're feeling. Because sometimes you can just be scrolling on social media and you'll feel that jealousy. And maybe you're not really aware of it, but then it just kind of sits in your heart. And maybe it affects your everyday life and you don't even realize that it's jealousy. You're just kind of sad. You're just kind of feeling maybe, you know, lonely or angry or mad. And you don't know why. But then you look back and you realize, oh, I don't like my life because I think this person's life is better and I'm jealous of them, so I have resentment for my life and their life, and I'm just, you know. So you really have to be aware of it. And with every negative emotion, I think it's best to figure out why you have it. That's really the first step. So once you know that it is, in fact, jealousy you're feeling, what I do is I ask myself, okay, Adriana, why am I feeling this, you know? Why am I feeling this jealousy? And I realized in this particular instance, I was in a group setting a few years ago and I was the outcast, like I had said earlier. And this isn't really the case anymore. I feel well supported and respected by my friends. But I think that the specific event that I just described, where, you know, my friend was kind of taking control of the conversation, I think that made me feel the same feelings that I had once felt in my earlier years because it was a similar thing that was happening. And once I realized this, I was like, oh, okay, you know, this makes sense. Okay, that makes sense, right? And then I asked myself, okay, well, why am I even jealous? Like, what specifically am I jealous? Is it the way she looks? Is it the way she talks? Is it her personality? I just kept asking myself because remember, questions are the answer. The more questions you ask, the more answers you're gonna get. So when I asked myself why I was feeling jealous, I realized I was simply just jealous of how others responded to her and treated her. I wanted to be treated the way she was, where she was listened to. And I was just jealous of that. You know, simple thing to be jealous about, but it really affected my mood for the rest of the night. And the next day, too, until I really came to this conclusion. And maybe the jealousy you're feeling is about one of your friends, maybe her body, you know, you're really jealous of how she looks. Or maybe it's an influencer's life on social media that, you know, you're kind of jealous about. It's always good to ask yourself, what specifically am I jealous about? Because there's different types of jealousy, you know, they can come on all different levels. It can be the smallest thing, it can be the biggest thing. But you gotta ask yourself why you're feeling jealous. Because from here, this is gonna allow you to ask the next question, which is this jealousy valid? Like, it doesn't make sense to have jealousy for this specific thing. And I asked myself this, and I realized, no, it doesn't. I thought in my mind, you know, oh, more people like her because everyone's listening to her. And maybe people don't like me. Like, does that make sense? Does that really make sense? Just because people are listening because this one girl is talking a lot doesn't mean that they don't like me anymore. Like, that just logically doesn't make sense. And when you really talk it out, like, okay, sometimes, I'm just gonna be honest here, I will talk to myself out loud, like I'm talking to a friend, and be like, okay, Adriana, you know, why are you feeling jealous? you know, what can you do about it? You know, I'll just talk to myself out loud. And another thing that works, okay, talk to yourself in an accent, and then you have like two different characters. So I'll be like talking to myself in a British accent, asking myself, okay, why are you jealous? And then my actual voice will respond, okay, I'm jealous because of this. It's just such a good way to work things out. I don't know if that's scientifically proven, but it works really well for me. Or writing your feelings out, journaling, you know, even talking to a friend. But I tend to like to work through this stuff on my own. So back to, what was it, the questions? Oh, yes. Okay. So I realized, obviously, this doesn't make sense. You know, this jealousy just, you know, it doesn't make sense. You know. From here, maybe you're saying, yes, it does make sense. Obviously, I should be jealous of this person. From here, just ask yourself again, does this really make sense? Okay. Does this really make sense? There could be something that you're missing. Maybe you're assuming that someone you see on social media has a better life than you. How do you know that for sure? You don't know that for sure. You don't know anything about them except what they post online, you know? So never assume. Now, I do want to add that jealousy is not something you should be mad at yourself for having. How I like to think of it is kind of like an action signal. It's letting you know that something in your life is not right and you're not secure with how you're living. It's kind of letting you know, you got to do something about this issue before it gets worse. And I think that's kind of a beautiful thing. You know, your brain is letting you know there's something you don't like about yourself. You don't have this everlasting confidence. You know, maybe you were triggered by something. It's just letting you know. And from here, the final thing I would ask myself is, what can I do about this jealousy? Because I don't want to feel it for longer than a few moments or a few hours. I don't want to waste a day living in jealousy. And I realized what I needed to do, which was open up my Bible and really pray to God to give me strength to overcome this jealousy. That's usually what it comes down to. For me, I know if I don't spend enough time in God's presence to really feel his love and be on a closer level with him, you need to be in his word, you need to be praying with him. It's not enough to kind of just know he's there whenever you need him, maybe like twice a month. So that's what I'm saying. But maybe there are some other changes you need to make in your life. Maybe it's not just reading your Bible. Maybe you also need to stop scrolling on social media for hours. Maybe you need to stop going and hanging out with those people who constantly put you down. Maybe there's some other changes that you need to make for the specific jealousy that you're feeling. In this particular event that I'm talking about, something that I also did besides, you know, getting on a deeper level with God that night, I decided that I should take a little break from social media. And, you know, let me go into the story of why I decided to do this as well. So recently, within the past month, I felt jealousy because I was comparing myself to people I saw on social media who had more followers than me, more engagement, you know, and just seemed more successful in general. And this made me so jealous. And it was so odd. I was like, why am I feeling this? I was kind of angry that I was having this jealousy. And then I had to remind myself, okay, don't be mad at yourself that you're having this. It's just an action signal, just letting you know that you need to do something about this. Yeah, and this, I try not to focus on, you know, the amount of followers you have or amount of people comment or like your post. You know, I try to focus on that because it, in the end, it's really just about who can I impact, how can I help. And for me, I love creating content, literally for me. Like, sometimes I'll just scroll on my own Instagram and be like, wow, that's so motivational. You know, just like, just remind myself of some of the things I posted, and like, it even helps me. So it's not just for, you know, it's not for the views, and I try to tell myself that. But this particular day, I was like kind of upset because I was like, oh, you know, why is this person getting so many views, followers? And I was jealous because I was like, you know, why does she have that and I don't? And I was kind of mad, you know? And thankfully, I had this list of questions I could ask myself so I could get out of this negative emotion. And that's exactly what I did. So I didn't rot away in this jealousy. After going through the series of questions that I just went over briefly, I decided to limit more time on social media because I love connecting with people on there, right? I love posting content and connecting with and others and seeing others inspiring content, but sometimes you just need a break. And so I decided to delete the app until I have to post. And I can still go on the browser to, like, you know, check comments and such, but it's way different than like going on your phone. I don't know what it is, but the actual app of Instagram, it's so much easier to scroll than if you pull it up on the browser. So that's a life hack for you. If you want to stop scrolling on Instagram, delete the app. Don't limit yourself from it. If you don't think you can handle the self-control, just allow yourself to go in the browser. And I can almost guarantee you your time will go down because the browser is so much less enjoyable. But anyways, so yeah, I've just been downloading the app to post reels because you can't post reels on the browser. But anyways, these questions have helped me, really understand, you know, how can I overcome this jealousy? And overall, when I'm going through this process and asking myself these questions, I remind myself that God has a distinct plan for my life. You know, I don't have what the other person has because I'm not her. I'm not this person. I'm not anyone else. I am my own person, and God has created my own life plan, and we're all so different. You know, no one is the same as one person. So for me to be jealous of someone just takes away from my own life. So I hope you really can understand, you know, just focus on your own path in life. Of course, you can find inspiration from others, but having jealousy is really never good. And if you do feel like you're having this jealousy, you know, just ask yourself, why are you experiencing this jealousy? What specifically are you jealous about? Does this jealousy make sense? And what can you do about it now that you know this is what you're experiencing? Just ask yourself these questions, kind of keep that in the back of your mind. And once you realize that jealousy is just an action signal to do something about it, everything really changes. And once this jealous feeling is eliminated, that's when we can truly live a life we love. So I hope we can do just that, because I know that using these tools in my life and really making God the foundation of my life has really helped eliminate some jealousy. And of course, there's going to be times where we have those moments, you know, where we have those feelings. But the good thing is you can choose to get out of it so you can ultimately create a life that you love. If you enjoyed what we talked about today, then be sure to share with a friend and stay tuned for upcoming episodes on how to create the life that you love.